You're listening to Nutnia, a monthly antibody cut COPD flare UPS by about 30%. Two replicate phase 3 trials found that tozorakimab reduced annual moderate or severe COPD exacerbations by roughly 30% across a broad patient population. The antibody remains investigational, shows no established mortality benefit, and is under priority review by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. A monthly experimental antibody cut moderate or severe flare-ups of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease by about 30% in two large phase 3 trials. The result is important because it appeared across a broad group of patients, including people whose blood eosinophil counts are too low for some existing biologic treatments. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
Oberon and Titania tested tozorakimab against placebo for 52 weeks in 2,306 adults with symptomatic COPD and a recent history of serious flare-ups.
Why does it matter?
The drug reduced annualized moderate or severe exacerbations by 29% to 34%, depending on the trial population.
What is the catch?
Tozorakimab is not approved. The trials do not establish a mortality benefit, and regulatory review is still underway. Key number. 2,306 participants were randomized across two double-blind, placebo-controlled phase 3 trials. What the two trials found. Participants received 300 milligrams of tozorakimab under the skin every 4 weeks, or placebo, while continuing standard inhaled treatment. They had experienced at least two moderate exacerbations or one severe exacerbation during the previous year. Among former smokers, the trial's primary analysis group, the annual rate of moderate or severe flare-ups fell 29% in Oberon and 34% in Titania. In the combined population of current and former smokers, reductions were 30% and 29%. The full results were published in the New England Journal of Medicine on September 8, 2026, after AstraZeneca had announced only top-line success in March. Why the eosinophil result matters. COPD is not one uniform disease. Some biologic drugs work best when patients have higher counts of eosinophils, immune cells that can indicate one type of airway inflammation. In pooled analyses, tozorakimab reduced exacerbations by 23% when baseline counts were below 150 cells per microliter, by 34% at 150 or more, and by 43% at 300 or more. The antibody blocks interleukin 33, an alarm signal released when airway tissue is injured. AstraZeneca says tozorakimab can neutralize both reduced and oxidized forms of IL 33, aiming to limit inflammation and mucus dysfunction. That mechanism may explain the effect across eosinophil groups, but the subgroup pattern still requires careful interpretation. The trials add stronger evidence than the small biomarker analyses often reported in early drug development. Nutnia recently examined what a limited lung drug biomarker result can and cannot show. Here, the endpoints were clinically meaningful flare-ups in two replicate late-stage trials. Before we call it a new treatment, tozorakimab remains investigational and is not available as an approved COPD medicine. The published result concerns exacerbation rates. It does not show that the drug prolongs life. Participants had symptomatic disease and a recent history of frequent or severe exacerbations, so the findings do not apply automatically to every person with COPD. Injection site reactions were the only adverse drug reaction highlighted by the sponsor, but regulators must assess the complete benefit-risk record. AstraZeneca sponsored the program and is developing the medicine. What happens next? The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has accepted the application for priority review, with a decision expected in the first quarter of 2027. Reviews are also underway in Europe and China. The central questions now are whether regulators agree that the benefit is meaningful, how safety holds up with wider use, and which patients should receive the drug if approved. Read the full article at newtnea.com.